This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
There's some amazing voices in a piece that Amy Scott has in just a few minutes, Baltimore 1 year later. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update, but we'll start with the Guardians of Interest Rates at the Federal Reserve, that committee that begins a meeting today, which extends into tomorrow. When this group finesses the cost of borrowing in America, it affects every woman, man, and child in America. Interest rates are the right-hand pedal for the economy. Now, in December, the Fed raised rates for the first time since 2006, but when will they raise them again? Probably not this week. Karen Shaw Petru is co-founder and managing partner of Federal Financial Analytics in Washington.
I think this year the Fed will raise rates as quickly as it can, but that doesn't mean it will do it fast or furious. Maybe one more rate raise, even two, but towards the end of the year, I would think.
Unemployment in the U.S. is officially 5%, which is comparatively low. It is overseas conditions that may be giving Team Yellen some pause. There is news today that home prices in 20 major cities went up 5.4%, according to the S&P Case-Shiller reading that covers February and was a tad less than expected. Yesterday, new home sales were fine in many parts of the country, but down about 23% in the West. On Tuesdays, we consult Julie Neiman at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis, the analyst from the Heartland. I like to say hello, Julie.
Morning, David.
Julie, what do you make of the real estate market right now? I mean, out in the West, in Western states, coming off a pretty weak month.
Well, in the West is where it was growing the most rapidly. And it's down about 21% in California just this month. And that was previous month, a new home building was down. But the rest of the country, you're seeing a pickup here. We're up almost 15% in the South, even seeing rise in prices in the Northeast. The big thing is pricing. Pricing has been really running up like crazy, and that's really shut out a lot of people out of the market here.
And you're also seeing strength in parts of the country where, frankly, it's unexpected. I just saw a headline that starter home prices in the city of Buffalo, classic Rust Belt place, were going up out of the reach of some people who wanted to get into the housing market for the first time.
Positive things in the parts of the country is that the job market actually is stabilizing and rising. And that's giving people the confidence that they can go in and get that first home. The good job stability and the fact that we're going to have affordable housing prices in those areas, plus an interest rate level that's going to stay very low for a long period of time. This is giving them an opportunity now that they've cleared their balance sheets to step forward and get into that low end of the market.
All right. Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Thank you.
You bet.
A year ago tomorrow, the city of Baltimore erupted in violence and looting following the death of Freddie Gray, a black man who died in police custody. The protests and violence brought national attention to inequality in the city. More than half of the adults are unemployed in the mostly black neighborhood where Gray grew up. For a lot of people in poorer neighborhoods, a history with the justice system can be a barrier to finding work. From WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott looks at an effort to change that.
Every Tuesday morning, dozens of people gather in the basement of Zion Baptist Church in East Baltimore. Most of them have criminal records. Some are in drug treatment or still using.
We're waiting on some of you because we know you got to get your stuff clean, but we ain't leaving you behind. Hallelujah. Everybody's going to get a job. Everybody.
That's Pastor Marshall Prentice, one of the founders of Turnaround Tuesday. The program helps ex-offenders, they prefer returning citizens, find living wage work. 32-year-old Jeffrey Fortune got out of prison about a year ago after serving 15 months on a gun charge. He's looking for construction or warehouse jobs.
And as I came home, I've been on 8 interviews, and all 8 interviews denied me because of my record.
The first goal is to make people like Fortune stronger applicants. They get help building resumes, practice interview skills, and learn how to get along in a workplace. Executive Director Melvin Wilson says people who've done long stints in prison tend to do well in jobs with a lot of structure.
So we teach them how to take the skills that they actually learned during incarceration and use them as they move forward and back into the work environment.
The next step is convincing employers to take a chance. In Baltimore, it's now illegal to do a criminal background check until late in the hiring process. But Wilson says a spotty work history with long gaps in employment can keep an ex-offender from getting that far.
We've had people that could put in 17 to 20 applications a day and not get a phone call. Our main focus has been to help change the hiring culture in the city, that people need a second chance.
So far, 12 employers have come on board. Since it started in early 2014, Turnaround Tuesday has helped more than 100 people get jobs at an average wage of $12.50 an hour. They continue to get support for up to 2 years after they're hired. And Wilson says most of them are still working.
Anybody got any trash you want to get rid of? Any trash you want to get rid of?
A partnership with Johns Hopkins Hospital helped 59-year-old William Glover Bay find this job, cleaning floors in the emergency department. A former drug dealer, he's now a Turnaround Tuesday leader.
I came through that movement. We don't call it a program, it's a movement, because it's not going to end. And there's so many people like myself who are waiting for opportunities.
A new partnership with several hospitals in the city is expected to produce hundreds more jobs starting this summer. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And that's the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.